But stay with education. Many children not getting a good education in science. The Education Review Office says only half the primary schools and early childhood centres it visited recently were teaching the subject well. The report follows in the wake of a deluge of criticism over New Zealand's children's unimpressive performance in international science tests. Chris Duggan is a science teacher and chief executive and founder of House of Science, which provides science programmes for schools. Kia ora.
Morena, Susie.
So, where are we going wrong here?
That's a good question, and it comes back to exactly what Miranda was talking about, money. The primary schools get funded, like all schools, in a bulk funding method, and they can choose how they spend that money. And although they're required to deliver science as part of the curriculum, many don't, as we've seen here. And I don't think parents would be happy to know that their child or grandchild has a 50% chance of actually getting some science teaching at primary school.
Why is that the case?
There's two big barriers that we've discovered and come up against time and again. And the first one is the lack of confidence. So many primary teachers do not have the confidence to deliver the subject area. They're a little bit frightened of it. And secondly, it's resourcing. And it is inherently quite an expensive subject to resource well. If you want kids to actually do hands-on experiments, not just once a year, but every week, you need a lot of gear. And that's inherently expensive. And because science hasn't been measured, there's been no national standard of science or no assessment that's required for schools to conduct, there's been no incentive really, and also no penalty for not teaching science in our primary schools. So this has been an ongoing issue for years and years, and we've seen the PISA result, the TIMSS results, the National Monitoring Study, everything keeps coming back that our primary students are not where they should be for science.
You say it's expensive and you need lots of gear, but there'll be people out there thinking, really? What about, I mean, just off the top of my head, I guess the sort of thing that you do at House of Science, but also things like NanoGirl, there are an awful lot of experiments that can be done with the kind of things that you'd probably have around your house.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still lands back in the teacher's lab to go and try those experiments themselves and then find the gear for all their 30 or, heaven forbid, 90 or 120 students to do that experiment. So, and then once you've done that activity, you then need to, you know, store it away and look after it for another class or for next year. And so there's a lot of, it's just a really resource-hungry subject to do well. And so we've managed to get over that hurdle through our resource library that we actually share amongst a whole group of schools in the region. And through that, they get access to great resources, and it's shared between all the schools in the community and maintained by a team of volunteers. Unfortunately, it's all got to be funded through grants and sponsorship and volunteer labour, because there is no government funding directly for our resource.
So, just a couple of quick things. How would you like to see this change? Should there be specific targeted, ring-fenced funding for science in schools?
Yeah, I definitely think so. So the Eero report that was released yesterday shows that clearly that the resources is a huge hurdle, and that science kits like the House of Science resources actually reduce the teacher's reluctance to attempt experimental science. So it's removing that fear or that barrier that teachers have around that confidence. But it also means that a whole variety of experiments can be done, and teachers don't limit themselves to things that they're comfortable with. It actually pushes them out of their comfort zone and gives the students a whole range of science learning that's just so important to prepare them for secondary.
Indeed. And what sort of approach is needed for young children? Because we're talking about primary and early education age children. What sort of way do you get them excited about science?
Oh, you don't need to get them excited about it. They already are. It's based on curiosity, and we're all born curious, and we need to empower the teachers to make sure that curiosity is fostered, and that science is really explicit. So one of the worrying statements in the ERO report that teachers may not be teaching as much science as they think because they're using contexts like sustainability and environmental studies, which is great, but if they're not being explicit about the fact that this is teaching the kids science and there is specific skills and knowledge and a knowledge base for science, then the kids don't actually realise they're doing science and they're kind of missing the point.
Thank you very much, Chris Duggan, their science teacher, chief executor and founder of House of Science.